Part 1. Special Report.
American President George W. Bush has called on Beijing today. At a joint news conference, the American leader encouraged China to become a force for peace among its neighbors.
Senior Chinese officials greeted United States President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush upon their arrival in the Chinese capital. In the political center of China, Tiananmen Square, Mr. Bush received a warm welcome. This is the American leader's first working visit to China. At a joint press conference, he thanked China for its support in fighting terrorism.
My point is that not every theater in the war against terror need to be resolved with force. Some theaters can be resolved through diplomacy and dialogue, and the Chinese government can be very helpful.
President Bush and I have also had an in-depth discussion on the international fight against terrorism. We have agreed to step up consultation and cooperation on the basis of reciprocity and mutual benefit, and to beef up the bilateral mid- and long-term mechanism for counter-terrorism exchanges and cooperation.
Also, he asked President Jiang to help convey America's wish to hold talks with North Korea. For his part, President Jiang said the two nations must view relations in a new light. In a bid to further boost bilateral relations, the United States President extended an invitation to President Jiang to visit America. President Jiang will make a trip to the United States before the 16th Chinese Communist Party Congress this autumn. And Jiang's heir apparent, Hu Jintao, will also visit the United States in the near future. Mr. Bush's arrival today coincides with the 30th anniversary of former U.S. President Richard Nixon's landmark visit to Beijing. Most observers don't believe this is a coincidence. They say Mr. Bush, like his predecessor, is keen to chart a long-term path to good relations with the most populous country in the world.
The American and Chinese leaders are playing down their differences over Taiwan. Mr. Bush and Mr. Jiang said they were both aiming for peaceful settlement of cross-strait tensions.
Between various agencies,
the American president reassured his Chinese counterpart that Washington has not changed its policy on Taiwan.
We believe in the peaceful settlement of this issue. The United States will continue to support the Taiwan Relations Act. China's future is for the Chinese people to decide.
For his part, President Jiang Zemin said Beijing was committed to a peaceful settlement of the issue. The American president has left Beijing at the end of a two-day visit. George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, boarded the presidential plane, Air Force One, late this afternoon for the trip home. The American leader also reassured Beijing that Washington supported the One China policy.
Mr. Bush began the last day of his working visit to Beijing by meeting Premier Zhu Rongji at the Diaoyutai State Guesthouse. Prior to their meeting, senior American officials revealed Mr. Bush would raise the issue of opening up the Chinese market to U.S. agricultural imports, such as genetically modified soybeans. Previously, Premier Zhu had expressed fears the Chinese agricultural industry would have difficulty competing with American imports. At Tsinghua University, the alma mater of Premier Zhu and Vice President Hu Jintao, the American leader called on Beijing to embrace democracy. Another issue that continues to threaten stability in Sino-U.S. relations is Taiwan. When students pressed Mr. Bush on why the U.S. hopes for a peaceful settlement and not a peaceful reunification to the Taiwan issue, Mr. Bush would only say he hopes there will soon be a peaceful resolution. Before wrapping up his visit to Beijing, the American leader took in the sights along the Great Wall. While China and the United States continue to hold opposing views on various issues, it's clear from this visit that the two sides want to strengthen their partnership. Mr. Bush acknowledged China is on a rising path, and America welcomes the emergence of a strong, peaceful, and prosperous China.